Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you can know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I do deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. If you ever have any home or finance related questions, you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today as we do every day. I looked at some of the celebrations, and I had to look ahead a little bit. Every once in a while, I like to get a sneak preview, and I noticed that Wednesday is Martini Day. So we're not going to call it Hump Day on Wednesday. We will call it Martini Day. But, hey, let's look at what we're celebrating today. We'll see if we can get Miss Christy to help us with these today. I don't know about this one. Global Garbage Man Day. We need those guys, but I don't know if we're celebrating. Okay, so let's move on. National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
You don't know better than that.
I don't know about that one, unless we're talking about potato, it's vodka, you know, something along those lines. National Stewart's Root Beer Day. Okay, we can go. Now, if we put it over ice cream and call it a root beer float, can we? There we go. We got a thumbs up for that one. National Apple Strudel Day. Okay, we got a thumb up on that one. And National Cherry Tart Day. Yeah, we got a thumbs up there, too. So we've got a few of them that we can celebrate. We can enjoy a little bit of the day today. Although it is a gloomy Monday here in Orange County. I don't know what it's like by you, but here in Orange County, it's a little bit gloomy outside, but we'll deal with it. Hey, let's check in what the markets are doing. When I looked early today, they were pretty flat. There's not a whole heck of a lot going on. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 46.7 right now. Oil down 28 cents a barrel. Down 28 cents a barrel on oil. That's a fascinating number. What are we going to see by the 4th of July weekend? You know, we're getting pretty close to that July 4th celebration. And oil prices are down, I think it's 17 days in a row we've seen drops in oil prices. Now, in Taxifornia, we're not going to see as big a drop as in most parts of the country. We just like to tax the heck out of everything. So we may not see the big, big drops, but we did see that the oil prices are down. Fascinating with all that's going on with Iran right now. The national average of a gallon of gasoline, $2.68.5. Taxifornia, $381.3. We're still at about $364.7 in Hawaii. And we're going to get down to some areas where I think we're going to probably start seeing gas in the dollar range. But as of right now, on a statewide average, Mississippi has the lowest gas prices, $2.26.3. Compare that at $1.20 higher at $381 in Taxifornia. Not fun. We probably drive a little bit more than they drive in Mississippi. I'm just guessing on that one. But let's see what else is going on. We're going to watch the bond market as well. I watch the bond market as well. I watch the 10-year Treasury. I watch the 20-year Treasury. We used to be able to tell you that we were watching the Fannie Mae bonds, but that name has changed. So if you hear somebody say Universal Mortgage-Backed Securities, that's the new name of the Fannie Mae bond, Universal Mortgage-Backed Securities. But the U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.08. We're going to see a little bit of fluctuation there, but not a whole heck of a lot. I think we'll see between 204 and 214 for the next couple of days until we get the Federal Reserve commentary. And we're going to get that Federal Reserve commentary on, I think it's Wednesday this week it comes out. Sometimes they do it on Tuesday. Sometimes if it's a two-day meeting, they do it on Wednesday. I think this week they're going to release their predictions or their plans will come out on Wednesday, I think it is. And what are they going to do? What are they going to say? That's what the big noise is, the big commentary. There's a slight chance. There are some folks out there that believe that the Federal Reserve will decrease interest rates this month. Many of us are of the belief that they're not going to decrease interest rates this month, but what they will do is announce that the economy is slowing down a little bit and set the table for a reduction either July or September. Kind of what we're really looking at in that arena right now. What else is going on in the morning briefing? The big news out of the White House this weekend, obviously this was breaking news. I think we've got a... The chief of staff was coughing during the president's interview. Big news. It's been all over the news reports. That's what the most important issues of the day are. Not Venezuela, not Iran, not China, not Huawei, not Hong Kong, but the president asking somebody to leave the interview room while they were coughing because the microphones were picking it up. That is breaking news. You got to have it here. Unbelievable. Just fascinating watching what is going on. The other breaking news that came out is the job killer. Now, think about this one, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah, she's trying to keep herself relevant in an irrelevant kind of way because she really is not a whole, doesn't have a whole lot to say that anybody really understands. Unless it's Wednesday and you're asking her for a martini because that was the job that she had. The Democrats hire people that's very fascinating who they vetting process. If you're a bartender today, you could be a congressperson for the Democrat Party tomorrow. Just saying. But her commentary was that Amazon is paying people to, or keeping people poor. Now, I don't think she wants to take any credit for the fact that she's the one that killed, 25,000 jobs in her district, right? Because she didn't want Amazon to come there. Unbelievable that's her commentary. And people are actually believing what she has to say. Now, Amazon has already does a lot more. Now, they came out and really gave people the information, the true information, because under the guise of what AOC had to say, people might believe that they are paying people to remain in poverty. But it's just fascinating, the concept here, because they are paying people a lot more than what that poverty level is. Yes, they are in the $15 an hour wage, but they've got all kinds of benefits as well. Now, they would have had more if it wasn't for the mouth of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because the people that they wanted to bring to her district were going to be getting $125,000 a year on average. So think about that concept. But they're making between $17.30 and $23 an hour plus benefits, which include comprehensive medical, dental, and vision insurance. One of the top benefits, Amazon prepays 95% of continuing education tuition costs through its career choice program for associates who want to pursue in-demand careers. For anyone who wants to know what it's like to work for Amazon Fulfillment Center, you know, you can go on a tour there. Just a thought, maybe Ms. Cortez should do that before she talks. Maybe not. I guess it's easier just to get the headlines and stay relevant by spewing out things that are fabricated. Unbelievable. If I watched some of the polls that came out, fascinating polls, they talk about the popular vote and how Mayor Pete Buttigieg, right? I mean, they claim that he would beat President Trump in an election. Well, they probably just went to California and anybody would beat President Trump in California. We like taxes. We like to be in debt. We don't like prosperity. We like giveaways. We like homelessness. We like paying illegal aliens, right? That's what California is all about. Now, the rest of the country may have a different opinion, but because you go by a vote that nobody uses, well, look what happens there. Just fascinating to me. We're going to continue our conversation today. We got a lot to chat about this morning. Reasons to sell your house this summer. The final word on FICO's credit checks and inquiries. I still get these calls all the time about inquiries that people don't want to have an inquiry because it's going to hurt their credit score. But you know something? If the inquiry is hurting your credit score, there may be something else that could be the problem. We're going to chat about that as well. What is long-term care insurance and do you need it? SEP IRA versus solo 401k, which is better? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. They have the products for you. You just need to give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll see if we can put you in touch with the right people. I know we can put you in touch with the right people to see about helping with that next home loan. And obviously with interest rates where they are right now, if you bought a house anywhere in the last 6 to 24 months, you should be looking to see, do you have enough appreciation to get rid of that mortgage insurance? Maybe you can lower the interest rate, save your family some money, no cost loans. Check that out. Again, it's our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 42 points right now. NASDAQ up almost 53 points. The S&P 500 up 4.58. We're looking at the 10-year Treasury. The yield is down to 2.08, down just a little bit. And the Universal Mortgage-Backed Security, what we used to call the Fannie Mae bond, that one is down 6 basis points, which means interest rates are ever so slightly up. Not a whole heck of a lot, but why is all of that happening? That is the question that we need to understand, because anybody can tell you what's going on. Not everybody will tell you why it is happening, but we're going to look at that for you. We know that the Federal Reserve has their comments coming out later in the week. We know that there's not a whole heck of a lot of news today, but we are watching a couple of things here and there. We're also watching the charts, but here's is a lot of people in the media think the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates this week. I don't really think they're going to. I think they've been really wanting to be transparent. So I think what they'll do is give us some guidance this week that they're going to, they're looking at cutting rates, and that'll put them in place to do that in July. The market's putting the odds of a cut 20% this week, 80% in July. So a lot of the market is in the same realm as where we are. In the economic news, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey measures the health of the manufacturing sector in New York region was released. The report came in at a dismal negative 8.6 for June, much less than market expectations of 10, and also much lower than last month, 17.8. We're going to get the National Association of Home Builders. They came out with their report this morning. That gives us a build on the a read on the builders' confidence. So we're looking at that one. Tomorrow's housing starts Wednesday. Mortgage applications, and again, that Fed meeting announcement comes out Wednesday. Thursday, we got initial jobless claims. Friday is existing home sales. So we're going to continue to watch these bonds for you. They are in a slight trading range. Again, I don't expect a whole lot of activity between today and Wednesday when the Federal Reserve releases. I think we're going to continue trending sideways. Again, all of that can change depending upon what happens with some of the geopolitical issues. That is a game changer at any given time. If you start seeing, you know, more problems in Iran, if you start seeing a ramping up of problems over in Venezuela, if you start seeing China issues in China, Hong Kong, those are all items that we cannot forecast, so we don't even try to, but they can all have a big impact on what happens in the marketplace. So you're always wanting to keep an eye on those. We can give you an idea of what we're anticipating based on the current marketplace, but we, you know, there's no way of knowing when you talk about geopolitics. Again, next week we got the big issue is going to be the United States President Trump meeting with China's President Xi, supposedly, over there in China. If they come up with some sort of a deal, then we could see some benefits coming into the marketplace. We'll see the stock market take a huge jump up. If they don't come to a deal, that might, depending upon what the wording is from their press conference, that'll give us an idea of what they have in mind, what their plans are, where they're heading in the entire marketplace. So that's just the items that we're watching for you right now. A lot to watch, not a whole lot of answers. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So we do get from time to time people asking us, they're wondering what their retirement items are that they really need to be looking at. So we thought we'd share a couple now and then. The SEP IRA versus the solo 401k. What is better? Well, how do you understand which is better if you don't know what they are? So SEP IRAs, solo 401ks, they are tax-deferred retirement savings vehicles for small business owners. They're similar to each other, but with one big difference. With a solo 401k, a self-employed business owner can make contributions as both the employee and the employer. We'll explain everything you need to know to make that call between the SEP IRA and solo 401k. If you don't know where to begin to set up the plan, well, you might need a great financial advisor. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I am not a financial advisor, but I can put you in touch with some good ones. If you run your own business, have a small number of employees, you may be interested in a simplified employee pension. That's a SEP or a SEP IRA. It allows you to contribute toward your retirement savings while doing the same, keyword, the same for your employees. A SEP functions similarly to a traditional IRA. This means your contributions are tax deductible and your money grows tax free. The IRS taxes your distributions when you make qualified withdrawals in retirement. However, you enjoy some perks you won't get with a traditional IRA. For starters, you may enjoy much larger contribution limits. You can contribute the lesser of the following. That'd be for 2019, 25% of your compensation with a $280,000 ceiling for the calculation, $56,000. Meanwhile, a traditional IRA permits contributions up to $6,000 or $7,000 if you're at least age 50. That said, if you contribute to a SEP IRA for yourself, the IRS requires that you also contribute toward the SEP IRA for every eligible employee. What's more, those employer contributions must match the percentage of compensation you contribute toward your own. So if you contribute 20% of your compensation toward your SEP IRA, you must also contribute 20% of each eligible employee's compensation to his or her individual plan. Eligible employees, as far as the IRS is concerned, are those that meet the following criteria. They're at least 21 years old. They've worked for you during three of the last 5 years. They've earned at least $600 from you in the past year. So how does the SEP IRA work? A SEP IRA has many of the same features as an IRA. You can open one through most financial institutions or banks that offer IRAs. Most providers offer access to an array of funds, which you can build your SEP IRA portfolio. You can construct one with various investment options, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, target date funds, exchange traded funds. SEP IRA pros and cons. In addition to having high contribution limits, a SEP IRA allows you to deduct all your employer contributions when calculating your business taxes. Also, there's no rule stopping you from making additional contributions to an individual IRA or Roth IRA for yourself through the amount, though the amount you can claim as tax deductible may be limited. As far as the cons go, the SEP IRA has many of the same restrictions as IRAs. If you withdraw money from your account before turning age 59 and a half years old, the distribution would be taxed as ordinary income plus a 10% early withdrawal penalty. In addition, you must begin taking required minimum distributions when you turn 70 and a half. This ensures that the government starts getting taxes. That's all they care about. They want to get your tax money. Plus, the fact that you must contribute toward each employee's plan can make this a particularly expensive choice. So a SEP IRA perhaps is best for small business owners with a small pool of employees. Automatic contributions toward your employees' plans can be a major selling point to attract talent. Employees cannot contribute to their own SEP IRAs in most cases, but they're also allowed to open their own traditional or Roth IRAs. But if this proves to be more expensive than beneficial, you can also set up a solo or individual 401k plan for your business. So what is the solo 401k? Solo 401k or a sole participant 401k is a retirement plan designed for the self-employed who can sock away more than traditional or Roth IRA limits. You can open one only if you and your spouse are the only employees in your business. A solo 401k functions much like its corporate counterpart. If you have a solo 401k, you fund it on a pre-tax basis and your investments grow tax-free. Or you can opt for the Roth solo 401k. You can fund it with after-tax dollars, so it will not reduce your taxable income. But your earnings are tax-free when you make qualified withdrawals. In 2019, as an employee, you can contribute up to $19,000 to your solo 401k and an additional $6,000 if you're at least age 50. These are the same limits corporate 401k plans have. As with a corporate 401k, you as an employer can also contribute to your solo 401k. This is the tune of up to 25% of your compensation. The IRS defines this as your net earnings from self-employment minus one-half of your self-employment tax and the contributions you made to your plan as an employee. However, only up to $280,000 worth of compensation can get calculated into your employer contribution limit. That said, total contributions, employer and employee combined to your solo 401k cannot exceed $56,000 or $62,000 at least if you're at least 50 years old in 2019. Pros and cons of the solo 401k. A solo 401k is a great option for a self-employed individual with no employees who can afford to save more than $6,000 a year, the traditional IRA limit. Not only can you make bigger contributions as an employee, but you can also make contributions as an employer. What's more, you can double that amount if your spouse also earns income from your business. The only con to a solo 401k is that it may involve a little more paperwork, so it's only worth setting up if you're looking to make large contributions to it. Again, you got to talk to a financial advisor to talk about that solo 401k. There are all sorts of options. You just need to get some great counsel. If you don't have great counsel, how do you make an educated decision? How do you know your choices are? You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Reasons to sell your house this summer, the final word on FICO's credit checks and inquiries. What is long-term care insurance? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Reasons to sell your home this summer. That is our subject today. Five compelling reasons listing your home for sale this summer makes sense. Number one, demand is strong. The latest buyer traffic index from the National Association of Realtors shows that buyer demand remains strong throughout the vast majority of the country. These buyers are ready, willing, and able to purchase and are in the market right now. More often than not, multiple buyers are competing with each other for the same home. Take advantage of the buyer activity currently in the market. Number two, there is less competition now. Housing inventory is still under the 6-month supply needed for a normal housing market. This means that in most of the country, there are not enough homes for sale to satisfy the number of buyers. Historically, the average number of years a homeowner stayed in his or her home was 6. but that number has hovered between 9 and 10 years since 2011. Many homeowners have a pent-up desire to move as they were unable to sell over the last few years due to a negative equity situation. As home values continue to appreciate, more and more homeowners are granted the freedom to move. Many homeowners were reluctant to list their home over the last couple of years for fear that they would not find a home to move into. That is all changing now as more homes come to the market at the higher end. The choices buyers have will continue to increase. Don't wait until additional inventory comes to market before you decide to sell. Number three, the process will be quicker. Today's competitive environment has forced buyers to do all they can to stand out from the crowd, including getting pre-approved for their mortgage financing. Buyers know exactly what they can afford before home shopping. This makes the entire selling process much faster and simpler. According to Ellie Mae's Origination Insights report, the time to close a loan has dropped to 43 days, the last numbers that we had available. Number four, there will never be a better time to move up. If your next move will be into a premium or luxury home, now is the time to move up. The inventory of homes for sale at these higher price ranges has created a buyer's market. This means that if you're planning on selling a starter or trade-up home, it will sell quickly, and you'll be able to find a premium home to call your own. According to CoreLogic, prices are projected to appreciate by 4.8% over the next year. If you're moving to a higher priced home, it will wind up costing you more in raw dollars, both in down payment and mortgage payment, if you wait. And if you'd like to get a cost of waiting analysis, just give us a call. All we need is your current amount of rent payment and a few other pieces of information. We can show you exactly what that would cost, the cost of waiting analysis. Totally free from Ron Siegel Radio. Time to move on with your life is number five. Look at the reason you decided to sell in the first place and determine whether it is worth waiting. Is money more important than being with family? Is money more important than having the freedom to go on with your life the way you think you should? Only you know the answers to these questions. You have the power to take control of the situation by putting your home on the market. Perhaps the time has come for you and your family to start living the life you desire. That is the facts of it right now, reasons to sell your house this summer. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. And also, don't forget about that new tool that we just came out with last week. It gives you the equity position, the value of your home every single month. You're going to get a report every month with the value of your home and equity position, and you'll have the opportunity of tracking that just like you would a bank statement, credit card statement, 401k statement, to see what your value of your home is. Again, it's totally free, one of my favorite words. Just text REVALUE to 79564, REVALUE to 79564. You can get that tool totally free. What is long-term care insurance? Sounds like we're getting a lot of information on financial planning today. So we are. I love to plan. That's what you need to do. We deal so much with the debt side of your household. We're always looking at how do we protect that those assets that you have. What's the best interest? What is long-term care? And it is an important part of financial planning that's often overlooked as you're getting ready for the future. Part of that's because there's confusion about what long-term care insurance does. And then there's also the question of cost, which has been unmanageable for some time. So we're going to take a look at what long-term care insurance is and suggest some ways to make it more affordable. And then we'll give you some options as to where you can even get it if that's of interest to you. When you're planning for retirement, it's important to save money to replace your income when you no longer work. But what about health care? If you have healthcare retiree benefits through work, that's one option. For those who don't, there's Medicare. And for those below a certain income level, there's Medicaid. But as you age, what happens when you need help with the everyday activities that you used to be able to accomplish on your own? Quote, people think the government is going to pay, but the government requires that you completely impoverish yourself before they'll pay through the Medicaid program. You can have no assets, and they ultimately take your family home. Ultimately, they take everything if you depend on the government. So it's your choice. Take your chance that you'll be in the small minority of seniors who never needs long-term care in old age, or buy a long-term care policy. Long-term care insurance is an insurance policy set up to pay for long-term medical care services. These services can include personal and custodial care in a number of living arrangements and settings. A long-term policy will pay a daily amount for services to assist policyholders with the cost of finding the help they need to accomplish routine activities they can no longer do. Long-term policies typically paid for skilled nursing care to assist policyholders with daily activities, including bathing, dressing, and eating. The care can be delivered in a variety of settings: nursing homes, assisted living facilities, skilled care in your home. Because long-term care insurance can be costly, you typically want to buy it in your late 50s to early 60s. By then, your children should be grown, which frees up some cash, hopefully. Yet you're also young enough that you can pass medical underwriting for a policy. So late 50s, early 60s is really the sweet spot for buying long-term care insurance. If you're tempted to lock in a lower rate by buying a policy earlier, well, be careful. Since too many companies made promises of coverage that were too generous in the past, the market for long-term care insurance is going through some pain at this point. Right now, there's no advantage to buying long-term care insurance early because the market's pretty messed up. Give it time to get more stable. How do you buy long-term care coverage? Shopping for long-term care insurance may be simplified by contacting an independent agent who can shop quotes from a variety of sources. I would also suggest, Dave, maybe you want to chat with our friend Chris Bissonette. He is one that handles that. He can show you some options, some methods of getting that long-term care. Just a couple of ideas for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the final word on FICO's credit checks and inquiries. We'll get into some questions and from listeners. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Just give a call to Jeff Sipes over there at Credit Sanitizer. He'll be able to give you all the answers you need and able to help you out with the information you need on getting some of those things corrected from your credit report. Everybody's got errors on their reports. Everybody has errors on their reports. I've never seen one that was completely accurate. So what are you waiting for? Why aren't you taking advantage of that? So today we want to talk a little bit about inquiries, credit checks and inquiries, and what they are, how do they affect you, do they matter? All of those are issues that I hear on a regular basis. I just heard this one last week. I heard somebody saying, well, I don't want to have my credit checked, or I went and bought a car. This was the one that was last week. I went and bought a car, and the car, the four different agencies ran my credit. Well, that's not an issue, because if four agencies running your credit, if it's all within cars, it really does not matter. Why? Because the car world is all what they call it. It's buffering. So what buffering means is they expect that a prudent person will be looking at multiple car locations. They're going to be looking and comparing multiple outlets. So they're going to be trying to find the best deal, who's going to offer them the right options, the right solutions. So they really don't count that as more than one. You don't have to really worry about that at all when you have that issue going on. So the FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, they're the preeminent credit reporting service in the United States. 90% of all lending decisions in the United States dictated by FICO every single day. While there's a lot of useful information about FICO, there's a lot of information about FICO, one aspect of credit reporting and scoring still creates a lot of confusion. So I want to give you the final word today so you understand it. So what is a credit inquiry? First off, let's assign a clear definition to the term inquiry or even credit check. Whenever you apply for new credit, like a credit card, retail card, mortgage, or auto loan, you're granting authorization for the lender to access a copy of your credit report from the bureaus. That's where everyone's going to go to get that information. That's an inquiry. After that, this new inquiry or authorized credit check for new loans will show up on your credit report. You may even see inquiries from businesses and lenders that you do not recognize, but don't worry, only those you authorize through applications will affect your scores. FICO serves as an essential function for millions of lenders, banks, and companies to gauge the risk of default for a potential new loan holder. Therefore, FICO's algorithms factor all sorts of risk factors, including when consumers apply or open multiple credit lines in a short period of time. So if you apply for several new loans or bank accounts in a certain period, your FICO scores will go down as a result. Do FICO scores fall rapidly when you apply for new credit? If you just applied for a new credit card and took out an Old Navy charge card at the mall this morning, you may be biting your nails and sweating your FICO score a little bit, but the good news is that credit inquiries usually do not drop your scores precipitously, just slightly or incrementally. FICO isn't looking to punish credit applicants per se, just register the risk of taking out too much credit at once. Furthermore, they do have a system in place for consumers who are shopping for a loan, and we're going to talk about that. That's kind of what I spoke about a little bit earlier in the broadcast. FICO's algorithms are incredibly complex, and they're also proprietary, which means the public cannot see them and try to figure them out. But there's no need for that, since FICO does give us general guidelines and best practices for improving our credit scores. Similarly, each person's FICO scores may be affected differently by credit inquiries, but we do see that, in most cases, a consumer's FICO scores will go down less than 5 points when a credit inquiry hits their report. To put that in perspective, FICO score ranges from 300 to 850, so going down 5 points may not be a real big deal. Of course, if you have several inquiries within a short period or apply for the wrong kinds of accounts, your score may drop further. Research shows that consumers with six or more inquiries on their credit are 8 times more likely to declare bankruptcy, a fact that FICO is well aware of. So they're watching it. FICO absolutely does not treat all credit checks and inquiries the same, as they differentiate between classifications of loans. For instance, credit inquiries for home loans or mortgages, auto and student loans may not affect your score as profoundly as inquiries for credit cards, check cashing services, and retail accounts. The main reason for this is because FICO understands that consumers want to shop around for the best rate and terms with those big ticket items. How FICO treats rate shopping. For mortgages and other big ticket loans, FICO usually does not penalize consumers for those inquiries they made within a specified period, like 30 days. FICO also considers several inquiries in a short span as one inquiry, which allows consumers to consult with several mortgage lenders, auto finance companies, and student loan providers. For older versions of FICO, that rate shopping grace period may be 14 days, and it's 45 days for the newest version of FICO scores. What every consumer should know about rate shopping: when you apply for a new loan, FICO does account for that potential risk, although marginally. Furthermore, FICO does not discourage shopping for the best rates on significant purchases like mortgages, auto loans, and student loans. And several inquiries within a certain period, like 30 days, FICO will treat them as a single credit check and not penalize you. This time frame is 14 days for older models, 45 days for the newest models. Different lenders choose to access and use different versions of FICO, but for consumers, it's good enough that you understand credit inquiries and keep your rate shopping to a tight time frame. If you've applied for several new loans or accounts recently, your score may have taken a very slight drop, if at all. But remember, you can also proactively work to improve your FICO scores as well. Fortunately, we know how FICO weighs the particular factors that make up your score. 35% for pay history, 30% for credit utilization, 15% length of credit history, 10% new credit, 10% credit mix. So by keeping your debt levels low compared to your available credit, holding well-seasoned accounts and always paying your bills on time, you'll see your FICO scores on the rise even if you've had inquiries. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com and powered by our friends over at Blue Water Credit. Call Jeff Sipes over there. He does a great job at looking at what our clients, our listeners' needs are, and helping them get their credit scores increased. And hey, you know something? You may even give us a call. We might have some great coupons for you or promotions for you to help you with that. Just throwing that out there, just in case you may need some assistance with that, because we want to make sure that you're always getting the best possible options as a listener to Ron Siegel Radio, because we want to ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.